mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Again, we thank God for you all. We hope you all have enjoyed the music that you've heard tonight. And before we get rolling with our last segment, it's easy to forget, but we always want you to put a face with the voices here in the studio. So we're going to start over in the far end of the studio. We're going to start just calling her the beautiful one.
So, Miss Tina.
Miss Tina, go ahead and tell the people.
Come on now.
And give them some contact information where they can get in touch with you outside of our Facebook page.
Tina Elmer Green, and that email address is tina@mca-global.com.
All right, my brother from another. This is my brother. I love him to death. Pastor
yes.
Ricky, give him some information.
Ricky
about
Vargas with Overflow with Glory at gmail.com.
And I am Pastor Mark D. Ingram, pastor of Words of Life Christian Center in Hearst, Texas. You can reach us at www.wolchristiancenter.org.
And
go ahead, Miss Tina.
I attend Irving Bible Church if you guys would like to attend Irving Bible Church today.
Give some information where they are.
We have three services in the morning, and then we have an evening service at 5 for those late risers.
Okay.
It's actually bilingual.
Okay.
You can actually log on to their website at irvingbible.org. They're located in Irving on Kin West between Beltline and MacArthur. I actually also attend a really awesome church for classes at the Empowering Life Church in Bedford.
Okay.
And that's off of Highway 121 with Pastor Linda Zillerman.
So. All right.
And Pastor Steve Solomon.
Well, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Jump right in there.
I attend with Pastor Steve Solomon at Real Walk Fellowship. We have some awesome worship there. I love it.
Where is the church located at?
Glenview Drive, Carthum City, Texas.
Where at again?
Glenview Drive.
Glenview, you have an address? Or
corner of Glenview and 377 Denton Highway.
Okay. All right. And I'm the pastor of Words of Life Christian Center. And we are located, I call it, at the church on the corner of the lines, Precinct Line Road and Pipeline Road, in Hearst, Texas, 714 West Pipeline to be exact. And our services are Sunday today. We have Sunday school starting at 9:45. You can ask all the questions you want. That's why they call it Sunday school. And then our worship service starts at 11 o'clock. And we would be humbled if you would put your face in the place, because there you will get a steady diet of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that is exactly what we are attempting. That was smooth, wasn't it?
It is smooth.
Just flowing. Just flowing. Just
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But
you are all that in a bag of chips, Pastor Mark.
Oh, I'm not. It's just all glory to the Holy Spirit.
Hello.
Hey, y'all. We are definitely, everybody gave their church address, their contact, and we want to make no mistake about this. This last segment, we have fun, we joke, we love each other, but I think everybody in here would die for this last segment, because it's definitely what Pastor Mark is probably the most passionate about. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And man, if y'all understood how much he loved, I'm going to give you a great example, because this last segment, before we go off the air for the night as a team, this last segment, we're going to go about proving how Jesus loves you so much. And we're going to make this so plain that we're just going to kind of give you symbols. Every time you see a cross, what do you think, Tina? And I mean, don't be theological on me. Just what do you, first thing that comes to mind, what do you think of when you see a cross?
Peace.
Peace. Okay, Pastor Ricky, what do you think when you see a cross?
Love.
Love. That's very good. Peace and love. When I see a cross, you know, it just might be me, but when I see a cross, I see horrible suffering.
Of course.
I see horrible suffering. And the reason I say that is I want you all to take peace, love, and horrible suffering. And if you ever want to know if somebody loves you, every time you look at a cross, picture God saying, that's how much I love you. Mm. Because he gave his very best, Jesus Christ. That's his son. And Jesus was beaten, the Bible says, beyond recognition.
Yeah.
And it started on the Thursday evening. And he didn't die until that next day, Friday, until 3 p.m. Mm. That's love for you. And so I think a better picture of a cross would be gruesome, stained with blood, just having pieces of flesh on, because that's the reality. Mm. Yeah. And if you ever want to know if somebody loves me, I know those of you going out, those of you coming in, those of you in your cars, I can promise you at least 80 to 90% of you, I'll bet you have a cross on your neck right now. Mm. Yeah. In the form of a necklace. I can promise you, you have a cross on right now. And you have to understand that, wow, this topic is really starting to make sense to me. God loves me too. That cross you're wearing around your neck, God says, if you ever want to know how much I love you, I proved it. I gave my best for you. And so as we start tying this bow up tonight to get this gift out to the world, I want you all to kind of, you know, let's kind of make it plain for the people listening tonight, because they've heard that God loves them too. They've heard that everybody in earshot of us listening tonight, they matter to God. They matter to others. They've heard so many things tonight, but this last segment, we want people to know that Jesus has already determined your worth. Yes. Your husband didn't, yep. Your boyfriend didn't, your spouse, your boy, none of that. Jesus. How did he do that, Pastor Rick?
Well, the cross demonstrates his love for us.
Okay.
Pastor Mark.
Okay.
His gift hung on the cross for us. And it was a gift of love
that offers
salvation to us. And we just pray tonight that those that are listening will not reject this gift of love.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the greatest gift we can receive, the love of the Father. And so le estamos diciendo esta noche del amor de Cristo, como Él mostró, Dios mostró el amor, su amor a nosotros, cuando envió a su Hijo a la cruz. Ahí en la cruz tú ves que el amor de Dios ahí fue mostrado a nosotros, fue enviado a nosotros por medio de su Hijo. And I was telling the people, Pastor Mark and Tina, that God sent His son, his only son. And he demonstrated the love when he said, not my will, but your will.
Yeah.
For us at the cross. Mm-hmm. And every time I look at the cross, that's how he demonstrated to me, showed me that he loved me so much.
Mm-hmm.
Even in my own faults.
Yeah.
In my own sin.
Still loved us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love something that you just said, Pastor Ricky. You said that we're offering this precious gift, and our listeners have a choice to make,
right?
But they cannot reject this gift. In rejecting what we're offering you tonight, Jesus Christ, that is the one way that you can become separated or divorced from God's love. Mm. Because if you leave this planet without Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life, then you will be eternally separated.
Amen.
From
That's
the
right.
love of God.
That's
Can
profound.
You translate that in Spanish? Because we want to cover the spectrum with this.
Si no recibimos este amor, este regalo de amor que Dios mostró por su Hijo, vamos a ser separados, vamos a estar separados por una eternidad de nuestro Padre. Y Él no quiere que estemos separados de Él. Por eso Él mandó a su Hijo para que uno recibiera el amor de Dios. Es una cosa terrible pensar de estar separados de Él por una eternidad. I was telling the people, it is a terrible thing just even to imagine being separated from that.
Yeah, yeah.
If they can understand that right now, that is it. I couldn't even want to think being separated from the Father like that.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be a very good picture to paint. I think we'd really start grasping God's love for us just in the things that we take for granted. You read the news, you turn on the news, and all you see is tragedy.
Yep.
But if you're listening to our voices right now, that lets you know that God is still sending you a love letter. He's still saying, I love you so much. And if you are living and breathing right now, you still have an opportunity to accept this gift that we're offering you.
Yes.
And we want you to understand that God is not a God that takes kindly to rejection.
Nope.
I'll say that again.
No.
God is not a God that takes kindly to rejection, especially after he's given you his very best. It's just like wrapping a gift, and then it's the best that you can muster up, and then somebody turns their nose up at it like, I can take it or leave it.
Well, put it this way. Let me use an analogy.
Okay.
You buy somebody flowers,
yeah.
Or you buy somebody a gift, and they throw them at your face or at your feet.
Okay.
You feel rejected.
Yeah.
You get angry.
Yeah, that's a good word.
You get angry.
Yeah.
Because you did it out of love.
Right.
Whatever it was, but you did it out of something.
Yeah.
Whether it was sincere or not.
Yeah.
And so, can you imagine how God was thinking about us
yeah.
when he did this?
Yeah, that's good. Good transition.
And for us to reject this gift.
Mm-hmm.
It grieves the heart of the Father.
That's exactly what anybody that's listening tonight. I mean, we may have made you laugh. We have made you agree with some things, hopefully. And hopefully we've gotten in the boat with you where you can say, wow, I can agree with Sister Tina. Or I understand where Pastor Rick is coming from. Or Mark made a lot of sense on that one. But if you don't get anything else tonight, I love what Pastor Rick just said. God is not going to take kindly to rejecting what we're offering you tonight. And the only thing we're offering you through our personalities is Jesus Christ. That's the only reason we have a platform. That's the only reason why we're on the air. We offer music. We offer music with a message. We offer a lot of different information on this show. But the only reason God has ordained us to hit your eardrums is we are offering you the best thing that anybody in the world can offer you. And his name is Jesus Christ. So before we get too far gone as the hour closes and we're about to exit the air in a little bit, Pastor Ricky, I want us to go to our favorite verse that's going to tell somebody. And I want it read bilingually. I would love for Tina, you have your Bible open over there.
My Bible.
We got Romans chapter 10. I'm going to begin reading, I believe, or Pastor Rick is going to translate after the English version. Romans chapter 10.
Yes.
Beginning at verse 9. You read that in Spanish.
Okay.
And then I'm going to come behind you and read that
verse
in
9?
English. Start at verse 9 and then read verse 10.
Que si confesaras con tu boca que Jesús es el Señor y creeras en tu corazón que Dios lo levantó de los muertos, serás salvo. Porque con el corazón se cree para justicia, pero con la boca se confiesa para salvación. I just read verses 9 and 10, Pastor.
Okay, and here's those same verses in English. Romans chapter 10, beginning at verse 9. If you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I thank the Lord for just dropping in my spirit real quick. You know, when you really love somebody, it's got to come out of your heart, right?
Right.
Yes.
And as it comes out of your heart, actions speak louder than words. Am I right about that?
Amen.
And then after actions speak, you can't say you love me, but do something totally different.
Right.
Actions speak louder than words. And then the mouth starts confessing eventually, I love you.
Yep.
So now let's take apart that verse one more time. With the heart, one believes unto righteousness. Okay, that's where it all starts.
The heart.
Has God, with his heart, said, man, I'm not going to just talk about me loving them. I'm going to, with my heart, prove my
yes.
love. And once he proved his love, he then gave us.
Yes.
The best he had. And so again, God just proved action, God could have said all he wanted to. I love you. But John 3:16 says, watch this. For God so loved the world. We're going to stop right there. Watch how the verse ends. God proves it. That he did what?
Gave
his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what we want you to have tonight. Everlasting life. And I guarantee you, as Pastor Ricky comes back and we go around for the last time as a team, our the best engineer on the planet, Mr. Cody, he's going to have our page up. Yeah. We're going to be running. And man, you all, if you have questions about Jesus, about salvation, you know, we're looking for y'all to send us friend requests. But most importantly, if you fill our page up with tell me about Jesus, tell them, each one of us are available for you. And so, Pastor Ricky, what do you have to say before we close out? What would you say to our listeners tonight?
That word gave really hit my spirit. When you said gave, his giving was motivated by love.
Okay, you're so correct.
And so that really struck me. And we're not here to judge the people. We're here because we're also motivated by love.
Okay.
Because that love has been shed about our hearts, and we want people to experience this love that we that has changed our hearts and lives, man. And that really, that word gave has a lot of weight.
Yeah. John 15:13 says it like this. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Again, God gave his best. He proved it. And he didn't just say it. He says, I got to love so much for you that's listening. I laid down my life for you. No man took it. I laid it
willingly.
Down.
Willingly. Yes.
And so with that said, I just want to make sure that you all understand that Jesus loved you so much. God loves you too. We love you, but we don't love you in comparison the way God loved you.
Yes.
And we just want to make sure before Sister Tina takes us out here, we're so grateful that tonight you found Crystal the Rock. You found Music with a Message right here on 100.7 FM, KWRD. We thank you so much for tuning in. And we're going to say bye as a team before Sister Tina takes us out with what's coming up on the dial, the record player, you know, as we get out of here. Couple of songs. Let's say goodnight, y'all, and then let Tina have
Buenas
it. Good night.
Good night.
We love y'all. Sister
love
Tina.
Y'all.
Hillsong in Espanol and Marcos Witt. See you next Saturday right here, 100.7 FM.